You've heard about the Multicultural Leadership Program before. It's an organization that I think is based at the offices or at Illinois Wesleyan University. Every year have a new class of participants who get together and are broken up into different project teams. And those project teams go to work for local nonprofits. And I've got two of the members of this year's Multicultural Leadership Program here today. They are Swati Khanna and Julia Zuniga Alsamora. Right? I got that right, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That's points for me. And they're here because they're working on a program to a project with the Salvation Army, and they're here to tell us about it. How are both of you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Nice to meet you both. First time on the radio?
Not for me.
Not for you?
No.
All right. So you're the veteran, Julia, Swati. And Julia, this is your first time on radio.
Correct.
Right? There's nothing to it. Nothing works. So as long as you can form a sentence, you're in good shape.
All right.
Tell me about how, first of all, some folks have heard of MCLP, but they don't know what that means, Multicultural Leadership Program. So describe the program for us.
Yeah, so it's a 9-month program to cultivate servant leadership skills for different people in the community, like me or like you. And basically we have some different learning events that we hear different lectures and things like that. But part of the program is to work with a nonprofit to help cultivate those servant leadership skills. And we are working with the Salvation Army.
And these nonprofits, like the Salvation Army, probably in most cases don't have the resources to go out and hire their own people to do the kind of project that you're doing for them. So in that way, you're learning something, they're getting something, and then they can benefit from that probably for years to come, depending on what the project is.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did you guys, first of all, we should, so that no one's confused, even though the program is headquartered out of the offices at Illinois Wesleyan University, you are not students. You are adults. You're grown women who have careers yourself. So why don't you tell us what each of you do to make a living, in addition to what you're doing with MCLP.
Yeah, so I currently work for Mark First, which is a local nonprofit that serves people with developmental disabilities, and I'm in marketing and development.
And how did you find out about MCLP and then decide, I would like, in addition to everything else I'm doing in my regular 9-to-5 job, I'd like to take on these responsibilities too?
Yeah, so I really love working for nonprofits, and I really love being able to connect to the community. And I know that sometime in my career, I want to get into management. And so I figured, why not cultivate those leadership skills now so that when I do get to management, I'm ready for it.
All right, Swati, you're originally from Dubai.
Dubai, that's right.
How did you wind up here in the United States?
That's a long story and not one I'm going to tell here. However, I've been here 2.5 years. I'm with State Farm. I'm very excited to actually transition to a new job in 2 weeks' time in State Farm. I'm a lawyer, and this takes me back to my legal roots and doing contracts.
You know, your accent makes it sound like you know more than I do. I mean, you just sound intelligent. Can I borrow your accent so people will think I know what I'm talking about?
For a small fee, yes.
Yeah. And then what compelled you to get involved with MCLP?
So I've always been involved with networking and mentoring back home, and I actually have friends here who've both gone through the MCLP program and were facilitators, and both of them really pushed me to go ahead and try to do that. And I attended last year's graduation. I was very impressed by the caliber of speakers, by the caliber of the people there, and decided to go and join. They had an informational session for new possible participants, so I went to that, and I thought, yeah, I mean, it can't hurt, and it's been absolutely fantastic so far.
Talking to Swati Khanna and Julia Zuniga Alsamora from the Multicultural Leadership Program, you're on the same project team, is that right?
Yes.
And tell me about your project. Who are you trying to work with? You work with a nonprofit, and what are you trying to accomplish for them?
All right, so we were assigned to the Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army asked us to create a training video for them. So they have a food pantry where people in need can go in and get bags of food for families. And so the Salvation Army is almost fully staffed by volunteers. There is one full-time staff and I think one part-time staff, and everyone else is a volunteer. So when these volunteers come into the food pantry, they need training as to what to put in the bags and how to sort the food and all of that. And it's taking up a lot of the time of that part-time staff, takes her away from her actual duties. And so the original ask was to come in and create a training video for the food pantry, and then also a video that highlights and showcases the Salvation Army, their history, what they do for the community, in an effort to get more volunteers and more funding. And so we're actually doing two videos for
them. So you're helping with the video to train the staff so that the part-time staff that's there doesn't they can go ahead and do what they are normally there to do, and then you're also marketing the mission of the Salvation Army in order to recruit additional volunteers.
And more donors.
Yeah. So how do you do that? You have to find somebody to determine what the content of the video is going to be. So you need to write. You need to find people who are presenters. Give me an idea, Julia, of what you've done so far and where you are in the process of producing these videos.
Yeah. So initially we met with several key staff at the Salvation Army, and we kind of determined, like Swati said, what they wanted from us. And once we established that, we met as a team. There's two other people in addition to us too, in our group, and we kind of decided where we wanted to go. And we decided to contract with a group called New Expressions, and they will be shooting and editing the video for us, but we are coming up with the content. And so we went to the Salvation Army's food pantry to tour and to volunteer so we could get a firsthand experience of what volunteer experience really looks like.
So will one of you be the person we see on camera who or hear reading the copy?
It depends if we have a good hair day or not.
I got you. It sounds like that it's going to be one of you, though. Have you determined?
Possibly.
Have you determined who it's going to be?
No, not yet. We are writing the script. One of us will probably be the voiceover, but we don't know who's going to be in the video yet.
All right, I'm picking you, Swati, because you sound you just have to speak, and it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Because of that accent, I mean, you could tell me anything, and I'd believe it. Right. All right. Now, we've only got about a minute left. Explain what you've learned about what the Salvation Army brings to Bloomington Normal.
The Salvation Army, people might be surprised to learn, they have a ton of services that they offer. They have the food pantry, of course. They have the Pathway for Hope, which is for people who might be homeless, between jobs, don't have money. They can go actually stay there. And then there are evening dinners that are served by volunteers. Volunteers will bring the food, cook it in the Salvation Army kitchen and actually serve. And they serve anywhere from, I think, 65 to 85 people daily. They even have a closet for clothes, for interview clothes. So there's a lot going on there.
All right. And then for folks that want to help the Salvation Army, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can either volunteer or donate money or items, so such as food, clothes, what have you. And you can go to their website, and that's centralusa.salvationarmy.org/Bloomington. You can also type it into your Google word search. But you can do that, and they also are having their big campaign right now with the red kettles. So if you see someone ringing a bell and there's a red kettle, drop some money in, say hello, and contribute to the good of the community.
Yeah, we do bell ringing. JBCers are going to be ringing bells here throughout the month. So, yeah, we know exactly
That's
what
awesome.
You're talking about. Yeah, very good. Hey, nice to meet both of you.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
Swati and Julia with the Multicultural Leadership Program, and you can find out more about the Multicultural Leadership Program online.